Die Permission. Die Gemara Tazat. The sixth parasha was set by Ezra Sofer. He divided the parashiyot. He made sure this parasha is 2 weeks before Shavuot. Likewise, the Gemara says, he made sure the 2 weeks before Shoshana is Parashat Kitavo. Those two Parashiyot have curses. Our Parasha has 49 curses, and Parashat Kitavo before Shoshana has 98 curses. Comes the Gemara and says the reason for setting up the Parasha Kitavo before Shoshana that has 98 curses is because we want to have the curses behind us. What it means is a person that gets cursed is going to read in the Torah 98 curses and punishments. He's going to say Selichot seriously, do Teshuvah seriously, and he comes to Rosh Hashanah with full Teshuvah. As well, says the Gemara, before Shavuot, the same thing. Before Shavuot, we want to come clean before Shavuot. And therefore, this parasha that contains 49 curses must be read before Shavuot in order for us again to do Teshuvah. We hear 49 curses. Teshuvah, in order for us to come clean to Shavuot. As the Gemara, and do I understand before Rosh Hashanah? Before Rosh Hashanah, I understand. It's Yom HaDin, everybody knows Hashem judges the world on Rosh Hashanah. So a person has to do Teshuvah. He has to regret and accept that he's never going to do it again. I understand we want to scare the person, and therefore we read 98 curses. Because it's the day of judgment, Yom HaDin. Says the Gemara, Shavuot is not Yom HaDin, Shavuot is Baruch Hashem, it's cheesecake. Blinches. I knew somebody in Patterson, New Jersey. I met the person about 49 years ago. And he said, they don't eat the only cheesecake from right after Pesach in order to have a good taste on Shavuot for the cheesecake. Like the Gemara says, a person should not have matzah. Just before Pesach, he should have a good taste for matzah. He says, the cheesecake is very important for me, and I don't eat any cheesecake before Shavuot, just to make sure that I have a good taste on the cheesecake. He was right, what he said. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that the person really should have dairy stuff on Shavuot. And the reason they say, one of the reasons is dairy, the color of dairy is white. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu made the white color as a resemblance to kindness. So Torah was given us as Torah Chesed. Torah really is a kindness to us. First of Torah, Hashem did not give us Torah just to give us punishment. Of course, the reward is by far higher than the punishment. Shulchan Aruch said it should have dairy on Shavuot. Nevertheless, with all the respect, the Gemara says Yom HaDin. Gemara says this Shavuot Hashem judges the nation, the people. Even though He did judge Rosh Hashanah, it's another kind of judgment. We don't know yet what it is. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't explain what it is. The Gemara says Shavuot is the day of judgment. And therefore, Ezra and Sofer made sure that we can read Parashat Bechukotai, the sixth parasha, 2 weeks before Shavuot, in order for us to read the 49 curses, in order for us, so-called, to Teshuvah, because, you know, we hear the curses. So the Gemara says, don't think that Shavuot is just a cheesecake. Shavuot is Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. Again, the Gemara doesn't say what it is, and the Rishonim don't say what it is. It's a secret what it is. And the Shla, one of the Chachamim 300 years ago, he said he's scared of Shavuot more than he's scared of Rosh Hashanah. I said, what are you scared of? So the Gemara says, look, the Gemara compares Shavuot to Rosh Hashanah. But he said that he's more scared from Shavuot. In Rosh Hashanah, you can You can settle the case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can't settle it with Shavuot. You cannot settle it. What is it all about? If Hashem judges me already, it's something else. He says, I came out clean, or Shana. Baruch Hashem, Kippur, Shana Rabbah, Zot Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, I'm everything okay. My file is okay on the positive side. We being re-judged on the Shavuot. That's how scary this Parashat B'chukotah is. How scary it is. It's something very similar, the Gemara says. The Parashat Ketubah before Rosh Hashanah, after Moshe told us the 98 curses, Am Yisrael was shaking. And Moshe told them, listen, don't worry about it. You see, you're still alive. This is for the goyim. It's not for you. What do you mean for it? This is the Torah for you. You may escape it. He says, now we don't know what to do. When Shavuot comes, they don't know what to do. He says, what does Hashem want for me? He says, we have a custom to stay up at night to learn Torah. Hopefully, the Torah, the Gemara says, Magma Matzah, the Torah saves a person. Ben Beidna, Ben Shalobidna, the Gemara says, while a person learns, while even if he doesn't learn, the Torah is a protection. So, hopefully, a person can survive and sail through Shavuot. He says, I still don't know what I have to do. If it is a judgment, I have to know what's the problem. So here comes the Torah and says like this. And we arrived on Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. The day after Rosh Chodesh, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe went up to Shamayim. And Hashem told him, listen, I want you to go tell Am Yisrael a statement. You saw what I did to the Egyptians. I don't need. Oh, for you? Oh, okay. No, I thought you were going to bring me something to drink. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you had seen what did the Egyptian. You also had seen that I took you on the eagle's wings. The Gemara says, refers to two things. One is that Hashem flew all of us to Ramses, to one point in Egypt. We left together, even though we were spread all around. And then also Hashem protected us as an eagle. Go tell Am Yisrael this and tell them the following. Just a statement, a dry statement. Hashem tells them, listen, when you say the statement I'm going to tell you, say it softly to the ladies, and you say it with hard words to the man. Even though it's going to be the same statement, but when you speak to the man, say it to sound very, very serious and threatening. But the ladies, with soft, kind of soft voice or soft statement, even though it's going to be the same words. And Hashem tells me, tell them like this. Now, if you're going to listen to me, you're going to be my favorite. I own everything. And then Hashem concluded the statement. Ela advarim, those are the things you should tell them, not more, not less. It's very, very strange that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't say anything. I would have said, listen, we're coming now to Har Sinai to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept the Torah. So Moshe was going to give us a lecture. Hashem said, don't give them a lecture, don't say nothing. Just say what I just told you. Those four sentences, that's it. Let's look at the Torah. It says Moshe went down and told them Israel what Hashem said. And Am Yisrael said, they want to see Hashem, they want to hear Hashem. He said, if you want to hear me and you want to see me, prepare yourself. You have 2 or 3 days of preparation. Then Hashem, I'll come. Comes the Torah, comes the Gemara, explain the scenery. That in the morning, the 7th probably, Hashem came, and we were sleeping, Moshe had to wake us up, and brought us quickly to Har Sinai, and here Hashem is going to talk to us, we died, Hashem revived us, and said the Ten Commandments. This is Chag HaShavuot. As we got the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Gemara and tells a few statements about Torah. One thing the Gemara tells us, likewise, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, learning Torah is the biggest mitzvah. The worst thing in the world is wasting your time not learning. Bitul Torah. The worst thing. You have an extra minute, so what do you do? You say, let's say in America, grab Esidu, grab a Chumash, grab Gemara, grab Mishnah. He says, you can't just sit and don't do nothing. Then in Yeshiva, the Mashgiach was sick, Subchatzko was sick, you know, this is the Mashgiach that took the Mir Yeshiva to China, the Bukhayan people took them to China, and then from there, after the Holocaust was finished, he came to America, and then went to Israel. One day he had pneumonia. So it was in the summertime. So he didn't get better. So they told him in Yeshiva in Nepal, this is the next town, is Ramat Gan. I said, well, there is the little house. The people come and rest over there. So why don't you go over there? The Mashgiach should rest. He said, okay, I'm going to go in between sessions. But in one condition, he says, I will train the Yeshiva, and then you should take me to the next town, and you should put curtains on the windows. I don't want to see it going on outside. Imagine, 60 years ago, couldn't see nothing outside. Hardly any people those days. Still, I don't want to go to look outside. I guess, okay, the first day, after the session was finished, when Azmanim was called, in between the sessions, they came, they picked him up, they took him over there, so the driver took him, so he got out of the car, he goes inside the building, he ran back to the car, and said, take me back to Yeshiva, I'm not going on vacation. He said, what happened? He said, I saw people over there sitting down on couches, don't do nothing. I said, I'm scared to be there. I says, why? Because the Gemara says, wasting your time is the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst. What's worst about it? Not the worst. It's not worst. Just stay there. Take it easy. Come to the Gemara and say, I want to tell you something. Yaakov Avinu one day decided he wants to take it easy. Where should Yaakov Avinu go, Rabbi? Says the Gemara, says, all of a sudden Yosef is going to be sold. I says, you know the whole tragedy? The brothers sold Yosef. You talk about the brothers. Says the Gemara, you know whose fault is this? You know, it's Yaakov. So what did he do? He took it easy. He said, I'm not going to do it. So Yaakov Avinu, that was 14 years in the yeshiva ever, and didn't go to sleep, only took little naps during the day. I said, this guy is over 100 years old. Finally, he came to us Israel. Now you want to take it easy. The Gemara says, Hashem said, what? Taking it easy? What taking it easy? What's vacation? What do you mean you go to Aruba? What does it mean you go on vacation? You don't say you're on vacation. What do you mean? I don't deserve a vacation. Why? You ain't gonna do any sins. He said, you didn't end up yomi over there with a cigar. So what's wrong? He said, no, forget about it. Gemara says, blame Yaakov Avinu for the whole tragedy. He went down to Egypt because of Yaakov. Because what? Because he decided to take it easy. What's wrong about it? Then the Gemara continues. Gemara says a statement. Gemara says the story it says in Navi. Yeshua, they crossed the Jordan River and they're ready to attack Jericho. It's a war. Can you imagine a war? All of a sudden he sees somebody in front of him with a sword. So he asks him, who are you? He says, I'm an angel from Hashem, I came to kill you. He said, came to kill me, what did I do? He said, finally he told him, listen, you're not studying, you're wasting your time now. I said, I'm still my time. He said, tomorrow is a war, tomorrow we have to attack Jericho. Can you imagine? Attacking Jericho, all those Arabs. You have no right to waste your time. He said, listen, my name is Yeshua Ben Nun. I'm the king, the Navi. Says the Gemara, Miyad. You know, immediately after this angel told him, Miyad and Ba'emek, the Gemara says, Yeshua sat down right on the spot. Learn deep, Ba'emek. I said, I don't understand. What do you want from the innocent guy? The king of Israel, so tomorrow is a war, tonight, preparing for the war. I said, what did they do? Nothing. Okay, so I took it easy a little bit. Okay, tomorrow is a war. The first war to conquer the Eretz Israel. And says that the angel came to kill him. It means kill him, you know, it means no more Am Israel. Yeshua is dead. He's the leader of Am Israel. It's finished. He can't make new election. It's all over. It's finished. Am Israel is finished. Probably, who knows what Hashem would have done to us? But can you imagine if Hashem would do it to Yeshua? And most of it's similar. That how important it is to study. I said, what's the purpose? So here comes the Gemara and says like this. Hashem told us the statement that Hashem took us on eagle's wings. So the Gemara says it's two statements or two episodes. One, Hashem collected us to Ramses. This is the point that everybody got there, and from there we went to Sukkot, and then we crossed Yom Suf. And then the Gemara says, we got to Yom Suf, the Egyptians threw on us arrows and stones. And the Torah says that the cloud that was in front of us came behind us. Says the Gemara, to accept the stones and the arrows what the Egyptians shot. Says the Gemara, I want to explain this one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah compares himself twice to an eagle. What do you know about the eagle? Hashem said, I took you on the eagle's wing. Also Hashem says, I'm like an eagle. I won't tell you what's an eagle. The Gemara says, you know, every bird, when the bird has a baby, and she wants to travel, the bird holds the baby in her feet. This is why, because the bird is afraid that maybe it's another bird is going to fly higher than her, and will kidnap the little babies. So if you ever saw how they travel, the birds, they're holding the babies in the feet. The Gemara says, but an eagle, he puts his babies on his wings, says the Gemara. Why? The explanation means, because the eagle flies the highest, so he is not afraid of any other bird who will kidnap his babies, because he flies the highest. All the other babies, all the other birds, they cannot fly all the way up. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, wait, I want to tell you something about the eagle. The eagle said like this. It says, okay, so Mr. Eagle, so why do you put the babies on top of you? Hold it in your hands, like any other bird. Why you have to put it on? Why you put it on top of you? Says the Gemara, the eagle says like this. I'm afraid only of arrows. I'm not afraid of other birds. But there's a man downstairs that he has a missile. And he's going to shoot. Rather, the arrow should hit me or the stone, then, Chas Shalom, you're going to hit my babies. Therefore, the eagle carries the babies on his back, on his wings, because he wants to protect his babies. Says the Gemara, now you see who is Hashem. Hashem, says the Gemara, not only Hashem protects you, it's hard to understand what it means. But the Gemara says, Hashem says, I'm like an eagle. So what do you mean? I accepted inside me the stones and the arrows of the Egyptians. It's not that Hashem stopped it. That actually, whatever it means, Hashem comes as a cloud. And the Egyptians threw the stones. So the stones can go through a cloud and hit. Am Israel, we're already in front of Yom Suf. Hashem so-called held it back. And Hashem held it back. It means so-called it hurt Hashem, if you may say such a thing. Like an eagle, he wants his children to be on top of him. And he says, if somebody's going to shoot an arrow downstairs, I'd rather die. And I don't want my children to get hurt. The same thing, says the Gemara, Hashem is doing the same thing. That's why Hashem compares himself to an eagle. In the Torah, to tell you that's how much I love Am Israel. It's not, I love you just to protect you. It means, I take inside me things that so cold hurts me. Whatever it means, of course, it doesn't hurt Hashem. By the way, the Gemara says, you know, the way it says in the Torah, when the spies came back from Eretz Israel and told us Eretz is not good for us, the Torah says that Am Yisrael picked up stones and threw it on Hashem. You read the Torah, I think they're crazy people. You know, people are idiots. What do you mean you throw a stone over? Actually, in my house came a Holocaust survivor and told me, while they were running away from the Germans, some Jewish people, religious people, were so upset about the scenery what happened, couldn't control themselves, picked up stones from the floor and threw it to Shammai. I says, what's the idea behind it? What do you think, you're going to hate Hashem? I says, the concept is, the Gemara says, that really Hashem accepts it, and so called, it hurts. Whatever it means, Hashem, of course, has nobody. But Hashem wants us to know how much He sacrificed, if we say Himself for us. That says the arrows will hit us, the missiles will hit us, the storm will hit us. We take it for granted. Nothing happened. 600 missiles, nothing happened. But if you think deep about it, it says sometimes Hashem, He holds it inside Him. It's not that it passes. Hashem just stopped it. It actually, the Gemara says, it means goes inside Hashem. And that's what the people did. When the spies came back, they threw stones on Hashem. Of course, they didn't hit all the way. But the Gemara says, it was a cloud on top of us. In the desert was a cloud. The cloud was just dust on top of us. So they threw the stone on the cloud. Who was the cloud? It's the same cloud. The same cloud, the Gemara says, the cloud is an eagle. This is the cloud that was in front of us, went in back of us, and the Egyptians threw stones, and the stones got inside the cloud, and so called this cloud is like an eagle. It means the stones hit Hashem. That's how deep it is. This is in the text. And that's the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, go tell Am Yisrael now in front of the Har Sinai, go tell them that thing. You saw what I did to the Egyptians? You saw that I took you like an eagle. So what do you mean? Like an eagle, he takes the children on his back. And he said, I'm going to sacrifice myself if somebody is going to shoot me. I said, actually, they shot Hashem. Actually, they shot Hashem. Whatever it means. But it says in the Torah. The Torah says the cloud went in the back. And the Gemara says it's like an eagle, protects its children, but not it protects children. It protects children. It says, I'd rather die. It means Hashem said, I'd rather die for you people. That's how big is the Exodus coming out of Egypt. Not that Hashem protected us. Hashem, so called, we say, sacrificed Himself to us. Of course, the secret behind this eagle, you know, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a picture of an eagle, one of the legs. One is a lion, and one is a bull, one is a person, one an eagle. The Zohar says, the eagle is an angel. Really, an angel is part of Hashem. His name is Oriel. Who is this guy, Oriel? Who is this guy? He is the minister of Torah. He is the one that comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Says the Gemara like this. Look, after Amitzah did the golden calf, five groups of bad angels came to kill us. And Moshe saw them. In one version, Moshe, that we read in the Torah, Parashat Kitisa, Beichal Moshe, so Moshe prayed to Hashem, it says, Moshe said to Hashem, Zechor Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael Avadecha, remember Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov? Sister Gemara, Moshe mentioned Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, three of the groups disappeared. Two stayed. Two of them, one his name is Af, that means nose, anger. One is called Chema, anger. The Gemara says, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have two left. You take one, I take one. Says the Gemara, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take Mr. Af. Says the Gemara, what do you mean take this Mr. Af? He says, control this element that should not destroy Am Yisrael. That means Am Yisrael was in a very big danger at that time. They need a golden calf. So the five entities came to destroy us. Three Moshe got rid of them. Now, two of them are here. So Moshe told the Bahu, listen, you take one, I take one. You take off. I said, off. Who is this off? He says, we say a few times a day, who are whom you rapper, Avon Volo Yashrit, the Balashib Apo. So the Zohar says, Ari says, the explanation of that sentence is Arvid comes, the person who Hashem doesn't know how he behaved during the day, and says, you have to be careful. He says, four entities of the five might come and do something to you at night, if Hashem, he won't be able to get up in the morning. He says, Bohu Achim Yichaper, Avon is one, Avon is Michael. Lo Yashkit is Gavriel, Yabal Hashiva Po is Oriel, Yechamato is Raphael. Those four angels are the ones that calm down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calm down those forces. That says, Af. You read every time Af in the Torah, it means so-called nose, but it means also the anger of Hashem, or something about the Neshama. And this is Mr. Oriel, that angel. The Gemara says, you know, this eagle, you read in the Torah eagle, So Hashem took an example as an eagle and says, no. Eagle is one of the entities on the chair of Hashem. The chair of Hashem, this is Hashem made an eagle. You know why Hashem made an eagle? Because eagle refers to an angel. So who is this angel? Mr. Oriel. Mr. Oriel, what is his job? Is to calm down HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the anger. I says, that's exactly what happened. Hashem took the cloud in front of us and put it in the back of us. Who are you, Mr. Cloud? I'm an eagle. Who are you, Mr. Eagle? I'm Oriel. Who are you, Oriel? I'm the one that can calm down that entity that's called Af. And says, what is it all about? I says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, V'yavo Malach HaLokim. I says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived, but as an angel, as a cloud, accepted all the arrows and the stones of the Egyptians for our safety, not just protected us, just accepted it, like an eagle. So that's Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Go to Lev Israel, just tell him that. So what do you mean? What does Hashem want for me to know? So the Gemara says, Chachamim want to tell us, the main thing in life is, of course, is to behave. But the obligation to behave starts from appreciation. It means like this. Let's say, sorry, Chas Shalom, somebody is drowning in the water. And he's almost dead. Somebody jumps and takes him out. Okay? Then, in the same time or another time, he's out. All of a sudden, he sees the guy that saves him. He is drowning now. So, of course, your obligation is go save him right away. He saved you a second ago. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, if you may say. And not only he saved us, he took the arrows, the stones inside him. He says, in order for you to be alive, like the Gemara says, the eagle. An eagle, what does an eagle do? He says, I'm going to put my children on top of me, and rather the arrow should hit me and I'll die, and let my children survive. Otherwise, I would have taken my children with my legs. Why do I have to put my children on top of me? No one's coming higher than me. I said, yeah, but there's a man downstairs, and he has an arrow. He has a stone. He is going to shoot. And he is going to, if my children are here, he's going to kill. I'd rather die for my children. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, look, Shemot is coming, let me explain. You just explain to them. What does it mean now? What's their obligation? Your obligation is one thing. Only to know that you're almost dead by the Egyptians because they threw arrows and stones on you. I, so-called, died for you. Now, what your obligation is, just to die for me. That's what the Gemara says. This is the biggest mitzvah. Is a person wants to give his life to Hashem. As we say, Shema Yisrael, Hat Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha. I said, the person says, how much you have to have Hashem? Hashem takes you in the Shammai. What do you mean? He says, this is a lesson in appreciation
of Hashem. Hashem so-called died for you like an eagle. The eagle said, if an arrow is going to hit, it should hit me and I'll die. I don't want my children to die. The Gemara says, oh, look what happened. This eagle is Oriel. This is Hashem. Hashem so-called died for you. If you know that appreciation, Zohar says, Ali says, now you're not going to do anything against Hashem. Yeah, you have to preach it Hashem. If Hashem can tell you, keep the Torah. I said, I got to keep the Torah. Why do I have to keep the Torah? You know why? I have to keep the Torah. Because when I keep the Torah, it means I appreciate Hashem saved me. That's the whole thing. And here comes this parasha and tells us the secret about it. The Gemara says, look, with this parasha, blessings in the beginning of the parasha, the biggest blessings ever. He says, what is it, the blessing? The Gemara says, not because you keep the mitzvot. Because you do it with all your effort. That's exactly what Bilam said when Balak hired him to give a curse to Hashem. Bilam said, I can curse them. He said, why you can curse them? He says, Enam kelavi yakum echarid itnosare. He says, they jump out of bed early. Nets. Grab the tanit and tefillin. Tzishma Yisrael. Says the Gemara, says, that's called you appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're ready, so-called, to die for Hashem. Any act that the person says, the Gemara says, rats the mitzvah, you have to run to do a mitzvah. I say, brech min avera, to run away from a sin. I says, why? I says, because it means that you're ready to give your life for Hashem. Likewise, he gave his life for you. He accepted the arrows and the stones. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something, the curses are coming. I said, no, the curses are coming. The curses start in the Torah, the sentence, Ve'im lo tishme'u li, you don't listen to me. Of course. Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means, shelot yu amelim batra, you take it easy, Yaakov Avinu. You don't take it easy. You take it easy, you know what's going to happen. If you're not ready to give your life to Hashem, it means you don't appreciate Hashem saved you, eventually you're not going to keep the mitzvot. You have to be on the run all the time. You can't sit a second. That's what the Mashgiach said. He says, he came into this building, he saw the people sit over there on couches. He says, I'm going to be there. He says, I'm in danger. He says, Yeshua ben Nun, with all the respect, is a war tomorrow. It's true. But there is no excuse not to study with all your effort. He says, why? Because as Hashem said, you got to appreciate me. I, so-called, killed myself for you. Says the Gemara, Adam Kamud Ma'oel, a person has to kill himself to study Torah. You have to kill yourself. Well, based on the sentence in the Torah, Adam, a person, Kiamud Ma'oel, he dies in the tent. Says the Gemara, says, who died in the tent? What are you trying to tell me? The Gemara says, the tent is the tent of Torah, and the person dies in the tent of Torah. The Gemara says, Hashem is looking how much effort you're going to do for him by studying Torah. But it's not because Hashem wants you to study Torah. The Gemara says, you know what? You come to Gan Eden, the first question they ask you, it says, Kavat etin matorah. Did you have time to study Torah every day? Not when you were available. Chila dino shel adam al divrei Torah. The first thing they ask you in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba, did you have a certain time as much you could have done to study? Did you? I didn't know. So I didn't listen. He does all the mitzvot, everything is study. Didn't do a sin in his life. But he did not make sure that he wants to study with all his effort. Can't go to Gan Eden. Can't go to Olam Haba. Okay, what's the problem? What's the problem? I didn't do nothing. You don't understand. Not you did or you didn't. The question is, if you don't study, it means you don't care about Hashem. If I don't care about Hashem, he saved you. All the punishment to us has the root of the punishment is not because it is sin, it's because he doesn't appreciate the Kadosh Baruch. Actually, the Gemara says, you know, the Torah says that after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, people came and asked him, did you eat? He said, my wife gave it to me. He said, the Gemara, why does it say this in the Torah? Who cares that this dialogue between Hashem and Adam HaRishon? He ate from the tree, finished. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand. Hashem gave him a chance. I tell you, you want to know why you ate from the tree? I tell you why. Because you don't appreciate me. What do you mean? You asked me for a wife, I gave you a wife, right? Now you tell me that the wife that you gave me, she gave me to eat. Gemara says the problem in on this world is people forget and don't appreciate. This goes for life, the Gemara says. Gemara says you may not hate an Egyptian person because once upon a time was a famine and I'm the Egyptians let us inside Egypt, even though Yosef was one of us, doesn't matter. There's no immigration. It says that appreciation goes until after Mashiach will come. If you would have known an Egyptian, you cannot hate him. He says, listen, the guy is a murderer. This is the Gemara says, he's threw the children into the Nile. They put him into the world, not him. The Gemara says, listen, you got a problem with these people. This is not Germany. This is Egypt. So what's Egypt? He says, you know what the famine was? I said, yeah, I know. I said, what happened? He says, they let you into Egypt, right? Yaakov came down with all the children, right? So he could have said, don't come down to Egypt. So for this, you owe all the Egyptians for the rest of the life of the world. The great grandchildren of those Egyptians, you owe them your life. Now how much you owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, don't add anything, don't say anything. Just say that statement. Eagle. Just say the word eagle. Eagle means that I took inside me something that so called I was sacrificing myself. As the Gemara says, when we said Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem was very happy. Because Na'aseh v'nishma, it means we sacrifice ourselves, whatever Hashem will say. We say, oh, that's what I was waiting for Na'aseh v'nishma. And as the Gemara says, Ezra Sofer says, before Shavuot, Hashem is going to judge you. He said, hear the curses. He said, what's the curses? The curses is only because you don't put an effort in study Torah. Because Hashem said, if you put an effort, you're not going to do any sins. Because you appreciate me. You have, the Gemara says, you have to learn and learn and learn. You should not have to do anything. He says, I don't have time to do a sin. There was one Chacham, Sagat Aryeh, about 300 years ago, he died. Before he died, they gave him a text. It's called confession text. They say, so a person says to Hashem before he dies, he says, the person says, I did this, and says, Shema Yisrael, and he gives a neshama. I gave this Chacham, his name was Rabariah. I gave him that text. He was 100 years old. He said, I'm not saying it. He said, I'm not saying it. He says, not only I did not do a sin that way I remember myself, I didn't have time to think to do a sin. He says, a person is not allowed to have any free time. The Mishnah Perkei Avot says, the worst thing in the world is you have too much time. You have to be busy all the time trying to appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he killed himself for you. Now you have to kill yourself for him. So, how do you do? The Gemara says, Adem Kemut Boel, study Torah. Says the Shlach, you know, Shavuot, I'm more afraid of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Hashem judges me, I didn't do, so he said, it's Zerorah. He says, Shavuot is something else. Shavuot Hashem judges us. If you remember that I'm an eagle, do you remember that I killed myself for you? So why don't you kill yourself for me? I said, B'chol nafshecha. I says, you have to love Hashem with all your effort. I says, until you feel I'm dying. I said, Rav Shach was very, very old. One day he said, you're supposed to go say Shiur. He said, have no strength. Somebody went over to him and said, listen, Slicha, Rab, said, Mechila, Rabbi Mechila, you might die while you sing the shoe. He said, perfect, that's what I want. I want to die when I serve Hashem. That's Rabbi Akiva. He said, you know, the Romans, first they put him 20 years in jail, tried to convince him to be Catholic. And then they took him out after 20 years, he was exactly 120 years old. He died the same day he was born, like Moshe Rabbeinu, 120 years old. And they took a calm, started to calm his body. He said, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, the students were standing. He says, wow! He said, I was waiting for that day. That day is appreciation. That I appreciate Hashem that he killed himself for me. Now I can kill myself for him. That's what the Rambam says, the biggest thing, to kill yourself for Hashem. And those people that jumped into the chambers with love. He says, that's what they do. They came to kill him, Bet HaMusar. They took the Tiferet Torah, the people over there. They said, we're dancing. Ashreinu. They're dancing. Thank God, we can do it. We can kill ourselves for you. A person controls his desires, his stupidity. I said, it's not because I'm not going to do a sin. I'm not going to eat this. I said, listen, Hashem killed himself for me. I have to kill myself for him. And that's the Gemara says by the Torah. And that's what Ezra made sure that this week's parasha should be read always before Shavuot to teach you the curses. You know where the curses come? Because you don't kill yourself for Hashem. Im lo tishmu shelo tiyu amelim haTorah. He says, Yaakov Avinu's fault was, he can't take it easy. I said, what's the problem? I said, you have to do with all your effort, with all your neshama, with all your strength, worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no excuse for not learning when missiles being shot. There's no excuse. You know what happened to Yeshua Binu? Hashem wants to kill him. So what did they do? They did nothing. That's what the Zohar says, Shavuot. I think we're back to Megaluta. The Zohar says, expect on Shavuot to come out of exile. I said, why? I said, this is our manhag to stay up at night. He says, it's very hard for us. He says, why are we really doing it? And he says, to tell Hashem, listen, we are killing ourselves for you. He says, David HaMelech says, Ki alecha ragnu kol hayom. Zohar says, a person, if he wants his tefillah to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to accept it really with love. That he is a slave of Hashem. That he is like nobody to Hashem. I'm nobody, and then he has to accept that he's ready to give his life to Hashem. I'm ready to give my life to you. He says, it's not because I love you so much, because I owe it to you, because you killed yourself for me. He says, the appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high that on Shavuot, Zohar says, expect Mashiach on Shavuot, because that's the concept of Shavuot. He says, the cheesecake is just a symbol that Hashem was so kind to us. And Hashem so-called killed himself for us like an eagle. And I says, that's when a person is going to eat the cheesecake. I says, that's what I have in mind. I says, not because just in order to eat cheesecake. The cheesecake is a symbol. How much Hashem loves us. How much kindness Hashem was to us by sacrificing himself to us like an eagle. I says, that gives us only an obligation that you have to sacrifice ourselves to Hashem. As the Zohar says, Mashiach can take us on Shavuot because we reached that level of that angel is called Oriel Bimabe Ben Amen.